True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In true degenerate fashion, degenerate Jake, with the disappointed with how things turned out for Josh Allen tonight. He had him going over 213.5. Josh Allen, 213.
Tough blow.
Come on. Shout out to our boy.
Twan bet passing yards.
I'll tell you what. Shout out to degenerate Jake. Rough go. Rough go for him, and could you say it on radio? Maybe, but for the sake of this, we will not. It's late at night, and needless to say, he's just hoping that Haley spurns Josh Allen tonight, and I'm using that in the most PG way possible.
Can one of y'all tell me if Dalton Kincaid did have 2 receiving touchdowns?
No, he didn't. He had one.
He had one?
He had one.
Okay.
He had one.
It's good to know.
Already better off this year than he was through 2 games last year. I was really high on the Dalton Kincaid train last year, and it totally let me down. All right, yeah. He's so far in 2025, 151 yards and 2 touchdowns, 10 times better than what he was all of last season. All right, let's do a little top five. We haven't done it in a while. In fact, we retired it. And much like, and we treat segments around here like boxing. Why? Because just because you retire one day doesn't mean you can't come back out of retirement the very next day. And that's how we do things here on Fan After Dark. So we retired the top five last week, but guess what? We're bringing it back today because why not? That's what we do. So in honor of Highland Park's very own, shout out to Kevin for the assist on that. Clayton decides to retire today, 18-year career, surefire Hall of Famer. Shout out to him. Top five
guys. He does have one start left, though.
What's that?
One start left tomorrow.
Well, yeah, but then he'll have the playoffs, too, right? So, I mean, but I'm saying as far as he's done after the season's over. Top five people, and we used both athletes and entertainers. Athletes and entertainers who need to retire. My number five, Joe Flacco. All right.
I thought about that, but he's still kind of putting up
decent
numbers.
I'm over it. Okay. I mean, is he? He is. You're right. He's not. I mean, but go play with your kids. Okay. Go play with your kids. I'm tired of seeing Joe Flacco on my television screen. And for that, I want Joe Flacco to retire.
Let the young guys play.
Give him a hand. Come on.
You ready for my number five?
I am ready for your number five.
I think you wouldn't guess it in a million years.
Probably not.
This guy's 41 years old.
My God, he's old.
He's playing tight end in the National Football Association. I don't think he got picked up by a team this year.
I already
know
who it is because I looked at him too.
Is it? Is it the name of a car brand?
Did he play for the Bears?
Is it the name of a car brand?
Did he play for the Bears?
Mercedes Lewis at number five at age 41. You looking for your bell?
I was looking for the bell.
There you go. I'm going to pass you a bell.
Yeah,
ready?
Well, okay, go ahead.
You got it.
Go ahead.
Oof. At age 41, Mercedes Lewis, it's time to hang out the cleats, man. You've been playing since 2006.
Good God.
With the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Can you still hang up the cleats?
Has Mercedes Lewis...
Is he on an active roster?
I'm not seeing any stats pulling up, so I'm...
Is he technically retired?
I'm going to have to defer on that one. I'm not 100% sure. Kevin, what do you think the most yards Mercedes Lewis has ever had in a season?
In a season?
Yep. Most receiving yards he's ever had in a season. What do you think that answer is?
650 yards.
That's a great guess. It's 700 on the dot, 2010 with Jacksonville. He had 88 targets that year. Ended up with 10 touchdowns. My God, what a season.
You guys want to guess his percentage of being rostered in fantasy?
0.1.
5%. Zero was the answer we were looking
for.
0.0?
Zero. Usually it's like a 0.1, yeah, like no. Even if one person has you.
Now, here's the crazy part. They've got his 2024 stats.
That's what I'm saying.
Where he had one target and he did catch it.
There you go.
For 2 yards.
Yeah.
So
August 4th, 2023. Nope, that's wrong.
Okay, who's your number five?
My number five, I had a guy, but he's still playing. He's still doing it okay. Aaron Rodgers will be on this list maybe in a year or two. We'll wait. Adam Thielen for me.
Ooh, good call.
Ooh, disparaging my boy.
Actually, the oldest receiver in the league.
How do we feel about him rocking the Cuban links?
Right?
That was a little surprising.
Thielen was iced up last week.
I mean, him and Hunter Renfro are in that same category. Hunter Renfro caught two tutties last week.
Yeah. Thielen wanted out. Thielen wanted out.
I think that's a good choice, Cac.
All right, my number four. We threw in entertainers.
How old is Thielen?
35.
Okay.
Still solid.
Keenan Allen's right behind him at 33, but Allen's balling so far.
Yep.
Yeah, trust me, I know. I have Ladd McConkey.
Skip Bayless is going to be my number four
pick. Oh! From the top turnbuckle.
Love to hear it.
There's a reason why you're not on a show, Skip.
Wow.
Got a pod.
Man.
Not to worry about the Khaki Kevin Skip Bayless collab anytime soon.
No. No, we don't. No, we don't. That, man, I'll tell you what, that's a great pull by you.
It is.
That is a phenomenal pull. I'm going to have to add to a, I don't normally do honorable mention, but I will after you just said that. All right, that was your number four?
That was my number four.
Skip? Good call.
I'll disappoint because I don't have any entertainers. It's all sports players. So y'all are going to have to carry the entertainers.
I'm sure you'll think of one I've only got one, but now I've just added an honorable mention.
My number four at age 37, once was one of the best centers in the league. It was one of my favorite teams in the league. Blake Griffin. Chris Paul throwing lobs to DeAndre Jordan. Mm. I think it's time for him to hang it up. Played in 56 games last year. You know, still gave you a quality.
How many rebounds did he average?
He averaged 3 points a game, and he averaged 5 rebounds a game still.
I mean, 3 and 5, that'll get you paid, what, $6-7 million a year?
3 and 5, what were your numbers? 3 and 5.
I pulled out 3 and 5 last year.
I mean,
the fact that
he averaged more rebounds than he did last year, 4.4 the year before, so.
Okay.
DeAndre Jordan still needs to hang it up, though. Age 37, I mean.
Is he still on the roster?
I believe so.
Interesting. I mean, somebody's got to back up Jokic.
No, they brought in Valanciunas to back him up, remember?
So who's he with now? Our boy DeAndre Jordan. He was the Nuggets last year, right?
I'm looking to see if he's still on the roster. I'm not seeing his name.
Mm.
Nope, I don't see DeAndre Jordan's name.
877-881-1053. My number four. Justin Verlander.
Yep, he's going to make my list.
Justin Verlander. He started out like, what, 0-8, 0-9?
He's now, had like two good games.
He's not been good this year. That said, he gets to go home every night to Kate Upton.
What a dub.
So, which
he's
makes
a free agent.
Which
free
makes
agent.
You wonder, why hasn't he retired yet?
Mm-hmm.
If you got to go home every night to Kate Upton.
And I had to pitch for the Astros on top of it.
Well, no,
San Francisco,
no, the Giants.
Yeah,
which,
the Giants.
By the way, they much like the Rangers, they are making a late season push to get to that final wild card spot.
It just feels like an alternate timeline with Verlander on the Giants.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I mean, this is essentially him with the Giants is kind of akin to it just feels like Emmitt Smith with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Because at the very least, he did win. At least he won a World Series. And I want to say, I don't know if he won. He still had three or four really good seasons with the Astros.
Yeah.
Hell, pitched another 5-6 years.
Went there not too long ago.
No, hell, he was there, what, last year, the year before, or whatever it was. So, yeah, so Justin Verlander is my number four. Number three, Charlie Sheen.
Wow.
Really?
Okay. Have you watched the documentary on him?
I haven't. I actually need to get around to it.
Look, you guys know me. I love a good documentary.
Is it unfiltered or is it?
Oh, it's unfiltered.
Okay, I mean, well, that's all I want.
It's Charlie Sheen. I mean, that's all you get is unfiltered with him. The first hour, it's a two-part series. The first part, tremendous. All right. Like, you forget just how good of an actor he used to be. Then the second part is just literally him talking about the insane amount of drugs he did and how that guy's still alive is. But it's exhausting listening to him talk about how much drugs he did.
It's like a bragging kind of thing, or?
He's not, I mean, not really. He's trying to like tamper it down. Like, I mean, he is very apologetic, but it's just it's exhausting and it's almost disgusting in a way. So Charlie Sheen, I'm over Charlie Sheen after number three.
My number three. This guy is 40 years old. Somehow he is still getting paid in the NBA. I believe
it's not Udonis Haslam, is it?
No,
he's done. I think
it is going to be the Charlotte Hornets veteran who appeared in 37 games last year. 2.9 points per game.
Gordon Hayward.
Let's see. Rebounds, 3.2 rebounds a game. And shot, what was this field goal percentage shot? He shot 49% from the field at age 40. Taj Gibson somehow still getting paid.
Taj Gibson's still in the NBA?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm going to look up what team he's on right now. He was on the Hornets.
Hell, he probably just came back from Real Madrid.
Taj Gibson is still signed with the Hornets.
Good for him. You know what? And you know what any athlete will tell you? You're worth what they'll pay you.
Taj Gibson, what is he doing?
Look at stats up. Did he have better stats than DeAndre Jordan?
2.9 points a game.
So three.
And then rebounds was looking like 3.2.
How many games did he play last year?
37. He started in 11.
So you got a three. Okay. You got a three ball and three rebounds.
The fact that he started 11 games just tells you where the Hornets are.
Fringe starter.
40-year-old Taj Gibson is starting.
That franchise needs to be folded. Okay.
He got 11 minutes a game.
You
for
lost Michael Jordan.
I mean, look, you guys know I'm a Michael Jordan guy. I love Michael Jordan with all my heart. He was a horrible owner.
Yeah.
All right. He was a horror. Look, he made his $2 billion off the Charlotte Hornets. Fold that franchise and give it to Seattle. Give it to a city that cares. All right. Now, I get it. Seattle's probably a cesspool of a city, but hey, maybe the Supersonics can bring it back.
What's the most points Taj Gibson has ever averaged in a season?
8.9.
I'm going to say 11.2.
The correct answer we were looking for was in 2013 with the Bulls, he averaged 13 points.
Yeah, he was a dog back in those days.
6.5 rebounds.
I mean,
look, rebounds.
The fact that guy's. I mean, what else is Taj? I mean, you figure what? I mean, what did he make last year? Probably made about $5 million. Tell you what, look at what his career earning. While you're doing that, what's your number three?
My number three, I have an honorable mention because as we've gone on, we add names.
Why not?
And while we're talking about old basketball players. They'll pay you what you're worth. Chris Paul, it's time to hang it up, bud. Chris Paul, it is time to hang it up.
See, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to disagree. This is my first disagreement. Just because Chris Paul started started and played in 82 games.
Started all 82.
So only reason I would tell someone to hang it up is if they're starting to fall off. Chris Paul to me is still a serviceable starter. So as much as I do hate Chris Paul, it's hard for me to tell him to retire when he's still producing. So that would be my only gripe, but I hear you.
All right, that was my honorable mention.
Real quick, before you continue with that, would you have rather had him or D'Angelo Russell?
Probably D'Lo.
See, I don't hate the idea of having Chris Paul.
It's hard. You're getting two different things.
Totally different.
You're getting offensive, a little bit younger, output, more electricity versus solid mental game, defense, grounded.
You ain't worried about that offense getting run with Chris Paul. I don't know what I'm going to get with D'Lo. I know what I'm getting with Chris Paul at the stage of his career. Couldn't guard a trash can. Yeah.
Probably D'Lo for the Kyrie Hurt team, but in general for the Mavs with Kyrie, I'd rather have Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Like when Kyrie comes back, if we could trade, I would do that. Seriously. And get Chris Paul.
Be great.
My actual number three is Travis Kelce.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. I should have definitely put that. That should be number one for me. My bad.
After this year.
Mm.
And last year.
No comment. No comment.
Says everything you need to know.
No comment. Who's your number two?
My number two, not a player, not an entertainer, coach. I know it's only his first year, but I don't think it's going to work, Bill. I don't think it's going to work.
Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
What's North Carolina's record right now? What are they, 1-1?
I think they did beat JUCO College or something like that.
I'll tell you what, after getting diced up by TCU, we've heard next to nothing from them. Nor should we. All right, you're number two.
My number two at 35 years old, PJ Tucker. Somehow he's still bouncing around NBA teams. He was just sitting on, I want to say, the Clippers and like Rockets roster, and he didn't play.
He was in Utah,
but
he
didn't play. He was just on the roster and was just a DNP every night. Fun fact: I went out to Deep Ellum a couple times last year.
Yeah.
Both times I saw PJ Tucker just standing there in the section. So
by himself?
No, he's with a group. I'm just saying, like, you're an NBA player and you're just like standing in a section while your team was playing earlier today.
Well, he didn't care. I mean, look, let's call it what it is. PJ Tucker, his shoe game has been the bigger game.
That's the bigger draw.
He cares more about that than NBA at this point.
PJ Tucker, hey, decent run. My number two, Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Okay. My number two is Travis Kelce. I'm done.
I forgot about it.
Okay. You want to know why we should be 2-0? Take away Travis Kelce, okay?
Take him off the field.
You sabotage Xavier Worthy. You drop the touchdown pass. It would have been the go-ahead score. I'm tired of Travis Kelce.
Terrible start to the
Go year. Get married. Get out of my face. You're sullying your reputation in Kansas City. I'm done with Travis Kelce. My number one, maybe a bit controversial, okay? Maybe. But I'm sick of him. Eminem, hang it up.
I don't hate that.
Eminem hasn't had a good record in 20 years.
That's a good take.
Okay? He's had good songs, and before you come at
good
me
features.
With, oh, Relapse was good, blah, 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 blah. You know what? You're not a ball knower. Okay? Relapse was good for y'all's generation. Okay? My generation, for the people that grew up with Eminem, that remembered the Slim Shady LP, the Marshall Mathers LP, the Eminem Show, that's the Eminem I know. That's when Eminem was still hungry. When Eminem still had that fire inside. Again, good features. By the way, best feature rapper of all time, Snoop Dogg. That's another story, another time. But as far as like top to bottom, like put out, and this last album he put out?
Yeah.
I'm done. Eminem, call it a day. You don't even rap the same anymore. Like this rap, the way he raps now, I can't even put my...
I think he just raps for speed.
Dude, I don't know. It's a shame, okay? It's a shame. I'm done with Eminem. Look, go to Detroit games. Be a Lion fan. I'm cool with that, but we're done with Eminem. Retire. Hang it up.
I think y'all had a great list with the Eminems. You throw in the Travis Kelce's. My number one, you've already mentioned it, Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
Age 42, time to hang it up. You asked about his career earnings, Taj Gibson.
Yeah.
Taj
over 100 million?
Just under 93 million.
I mean, what a
16 years, 7 teams.
Dude.
He got 35 of that from the Bulls.
Yeah, he did.
28 million from the Timberwolves.
I was going to say, but dude, on a 2-year deal. Is Tom Thibodeau getting a kickback from some of that? Because he should be.
A 2-year deal, 28 million.
Wow. Just stealing money.
And then he made 17 million from the Knicks over 4 years.
God bless PJ Tucker. Or not PJ Tucker, but Taj Gibson.
Who's currently making $3 million on a 1-year deal from the Hornets.
What a deal. What a guy. What a guy. What's that? 100 grand? What's that? 100 grand to start?
Oh, Taji.
My number one, Alex Ovechkin.
Okay. With the hockey route. By the way, Trevor Beck, not hungry anymore. We said, stick around till 10. Stick around till 10. We'll let you talk your little hockey game. Where's he at?
Gone.
Nowhere to be found. Well, let's wrap this show up. Don't go anywhere.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.